Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Culler. Batting second. The second baseman, Whitey Wiedelman. Batting third. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Maury Aderholt. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carden Gillenwater. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tommy Nelson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Vince Shoup. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Bill Lee. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dane Clay. Batting second. The third baseman, Steve Messner. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Lipke. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Woody Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Lakeman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kermit Wall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Bowman. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Bowman. And now, play ball. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Messner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clay. Holmes reaches second base with a double. Maury Aderholt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aderholt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner hits a fly ball towards center. Gillenwater catches it and throws to first to double up Clay. Two outs. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gillenwater. McCormick reaches second base with a double. There goes Lipke trying to get to home. Gillenwater throws the ball into Culler, who relays the ball to Massey, who tags Lipke, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson strikes out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a fly ball into right field. Lipke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Lakman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Vince Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoup hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shoup for the out. One out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a pop-up towards short. Wall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 1 in the game. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Messner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiedelman hits a fly ball into right field. Lipke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Holmes hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maury Aderholt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aderholt is 0 for 1 in the game. Aderholt takes first base on ball 4. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0 for 1 in the game. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wall fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner is 0 for 1 in the game. Messner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lipke hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gillenwater. Lipke reaches second base with a double. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shoup scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCormick for the out. Lipke moves to third. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Aderholt. Sauer reaches second base with a double. Lipke scores. It's 1-0, Reds. Woody Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nelson hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 1 in the game. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops it up and throws to first, with Bowman covering, for the out. Two outs. Vince Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoup is 0 for 1 in the game. Shoup hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lakeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0 for 1 in the game. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clay hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bowman moves to second. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner is 0 for 2 in the game. Messner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holmes. Messner reaches second base with a double. Bowman scores. Clay goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Reds. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lipke hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shoup scoops it up and throws to first, with Lee covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Culler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0 for 2 in the game. Wiedelman takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Holmes hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McCormick hits a pop-up towards short. Culler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Woody Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sauer moves to second. Two outs. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lakeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Maury Aderholt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aderholt is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Aderholt hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops it up and throws to first, with Bowman covering, for the out. One out. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0 for 2 in the game. Gillenwater hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nelson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 2 in the game. Massey hits a fly ball into right field. Lipke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0 for 2 in the game. Wall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holmes. Wall reaches second base with a double. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Clay hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Messner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shoup scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Messner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Vince Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoup is 0 for 2 in the game. Shoup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Workman pinch hits for Bill Lee. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shoup moves to second. Butch Niemann pinch hits for Dick Culler. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Shoup moves to third. Workman moves to second. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wiedelman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lakeman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Holmes hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shoup scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Reds. Maury Aderholt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aderholt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Aderholt hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops it up and throws to first, with Bowman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Braves 1. The Reds will come to bat. Chuck Workman now playing third base. Don Hendrickson now pitching. Tommy Nelson now playing second base. Whitey Wiedelman now playing shortstop. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lipke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Workman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a pop-up towards short. Wiedemann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gillenwater hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nelson hits a pop-up towards short. Wall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-3 in the game. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bowman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gillenwater moves to second. Vince Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shoup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gillenwater scores. Massey moves to second. It's 3-2, Reds. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Workman hits a fly ball into right field. Lipke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Ramsey pinch hits for Don Hendrickson. Bill Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is hit by the pitch. Massey moves to third. Shoup moves to second. Whitey Wiedemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedemann is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wiedemann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Massey scores. Shoup scores. Ramsey moves to second. It's 4-3, Braves. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Holmes takes first base on ball 4. Ramsey moves to third. Wiedemann moves to second. Arnold Carter now pitching. Joe Medwick pinch hits for Maury Aderholt. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Hutchings now pitching. Bill Ramsey now playing left field. Eric Tipton pinch hits for Woody Williams. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton strikes out. One out. Al Lakeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lakeman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lakeman strikes out. Two outs. Dick Sipek pinch hits for Kermit Wall. Dick Sipek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sipek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. G. Walker pinch hits for Arnold Carter. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedemann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 4, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.